Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the least stressful jobs in America, how does your small business career stack up? Also, a lesson in generating news coverage and how small stores can take advantage of big store mistakes. Looking for a small business career path that won't cause you sleepless nights and headaches? Well, avoid becoming a soldier, firefighter, or a policeman. What are the options? The jobs website, CareerCast.com, is out with its annual list of the least stressful jobs in America. Kyle Kensing is the online content editor. Kyle, what's the takeaway?
You're seeing a lot that have very high growth outlooks. And actually, number one information security analyst is one that we're tracking for the first time this year. That has a very strong growth outlook and great pay as well. And that's one, again, where you're looking at working in an office setting, you know, with a computer at all times. And that's one that's going to be of great importance going forward as more and more companies need these analysts to track their servers and make sure that everything is functioning properly.
I wonder if that one, though, won't kind of climb the list of increasing stress, you know, the more data breaches and, I don't know, identity theft stuff we hear about.
Yeah, that's absolutely a big factor. And that's one that I think people might say be a little surprised about, that it appears in least stressful, because you've had some of those high-profile stories in the news about data breaches, yeah. You know, whether it be Sony Studios or Target, something like that. But those are also very high-profile, and they're also anomalies, too, because you have to keep in mind that there's thousands of businesses that employ information security analysts. We never see any sort of data breaches on that end because they're doing a great job. And that's not because they're facing no stress. I mean, it's obviously stressful when you're having to combat these potential breaches. But those are also the outliers, too, that we see in the news.
Yeah. All right. So who else has a least stressful job for this year, Kyle?
Well, another new one that we're tracking for the first time is a diagnostic medical sonographer, and that's a position where you're working within the healthcare industry, closer to more normal hours, punching that normal 9-hour day that's more typical, certainly in comparison to something like a nurse or a doctor who are on call at various hours. And that's one where you're working in an atmosphere with you know, whether it be pregnant women or people that are nursing minor injuries and that sort of thing. Very important job, but also in terms of healthcare, one of the more safe kind of more typical office hours. So that's one that's that checked in the least stressful. University professor of the tenure track is one as well, you know, working in academia. They don't get summers off, contrary to popular belief, a lot of times working on research or redeveloping curriculum during that time. But that's obviously a great career field. And then one that's switching gears a little bit, hairstylist. That's one where you're working one-to-one with clients, not necessarily in the public eye. Physical demands are a little bit higher, but otherwise the environment hasn't encountered life at risk or obviously very low stress there.
Yeah, we're speaking with Kyle Kensing. He's online content editor at CareerCast, and we're looking at their list of the least stressful jobs in 2016. Audiologist, I believe that one's appeared on a prior list you guys have put out. Decent median salary at $73,000, but how about that growth outlook of 29%? What's up with that?
Huge growth outlook, in part because of the baby boomer generation getting a little bit older. Obviously, once you age, your hearing starts to deteriorate a little bit, so that's going to be in higher demand here in the years to come. But also more access to health care and people getting more diligent about their health care as well, you know, taking care of things like their eyes and ears, you know, making sure that their hearing is as good as possible before it starts to deteriorate. So audiologists are going to be in higher demand as a result of that as well.
It's Kyle Kensing at CareerCast.com. Well, there was a flashback to 1973 in a Michigan town over a recent weekend when the price of gas plunged to 47 cents a gallon at one station. NBC News says the Beacon and Bridge Market in Houghton Lake slashed prices on the Sunday of January 16th and 17th to a level not seen since Nixon was president and disco was king. And Michigan motorists went mad, apparently. Police were even called to help with traffic.
There were lines of cars waiting to get gas, people filling up gas cans. It was kind of unbelievable to see gas that cheap.
How's that for small business publicity, right? A lot of free publicity for the Beacon and Bridge Market in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Coming up next, is your small business on top of changing consumer habits?
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Couple of behavioral changes by American consumers are making the retail business increasingly difficult for a handful of well-known large stores. For one, we shop with our phones more. Two, we want to see a fast response to shifting fashions. How is your small business responding here? As business reporter Hadley Malcolm at USA Today writes, not all stores are keeping up, and there are lessons here for the entrepreneurs and small business owners. Hadley, like which stores?
So as I'm sure a lot of us have heard at this point, Macy's last week announced a huge round of layoffs. They confirmed 36 store closures, and they said that they didn't have a great holiday season. Their sales fell 4.7%, and, you know, they've really were hit hard by the warm weather at the end of 2015, you know, in terms of sales of winter clothing that just didn't happen because it wasn't cold outside.
No.
But, you know, they're also, you know, a huge department store chain, and they are heavily merchandised in categories that people aren't necessarily buying as much right now, you know, clothes, handbags, those kinds of things. And I think ultimately, you know, Macy's and for a lot of retailers are facing difficulty because people have started spending on, you know, experiences. They want to spend their money on something meaningful and not necessarily buy things.
Yeah. Why did Nordstrom make the list?
So Nordstrom might be a little surprising. They've, you know, typically been a pretty solid department store competitor, known for really good customer service. But kind of they made the list for similar reasons as Macy's, just in terms of general competition from, you know, off-price retailers like TJ Maxx, fast fashion retailers like H&M, that just have cheaper stuff that is a little more desirable in some sense.
Got it. We're speaking with Hadley Malcolm, business reporter at USA Today. And Sears, too. I know they've seemingly struggled for years. But,
I don't know. With Sears, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with them a lot, though. But, you know, they have a lot of real estate assets, and that's what they've been started selling those off last year to make some money. But people kind of called them out because they just haven't turned much sales growth at all in you know, a decade. So, you know, one of the analysts I spoke with just said, you know, they haven't invested in their stores. They're old. The displays are old. The merchandising is old. Like, you know, there isn't a lot, you know, compelling someone to go to a Sears store anymore.
Hadley Malcolm, business writer at USA Today. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.